And with that, I welcome you to the 1st of December 2022. Happy December. Oh, December. Oh, December. Oh, December. Yay. Happy new month. Happy December. Happy Merry Christmas in advance. Come on. Are you not catching a Christmas fever already? You should. You should. Don't worry. Very soon. Soon I'm very soon. Oh, we will start playing Christmas songs. Whoa, 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 whoa. Soon I'm very soon. We will play you Christmas songs. We'll start playing you Christmas songs. Like Feliz Navidad. That's how some of you sing it. My name is Denise Dennis Walu. And this is the Sunny Side in your number one station for Talk 90.3 Nigeria Info. Good afternoon. How are you doing? It's a Thursday. So I would ask, your Thursday, has it been from the morning hours up until now? Now, do remember that from now up until 3 p.m., you and I will share this space together, having great conversations. Starting with the first conversation. Whew. Medical consultants leaving Nigeria. The Nigerian Medical Association recently reported that only 24,000 doctors are currently registered to practice in Nigeria, given a ratio of one doctor to over 8,000 Nigerians. My questions are simple. Which should be of utmost priority to a doctor? Greener pastures or saving human lives? And then, are young Nigerians still enthusiastic about studying and practicing medicine in Nigeria? Join the conversation on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH, Facebook page Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. And when it's time, I'll take your calls. Call the smart number 070-0923-0923 and then WhatsApp and Telegram number 0809-030-6416. We'll go on a break. When we come back, conversation starts in full. Just stay tuned.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On the Sunny Side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the Sunny Side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. and let's talk.
Welcome back to the Sunny Side in your number one station for Talk 90.3 Nigeria Info. Once again, good afternoon. Denise Dennis here. And we're going to be serving you conversations from now up until 3 p.m. Let us look at our first conversation. The Medical and Dental Consultant Association of Nigeria have shown that 9 out of every 10 medical and dental consultants with less than 5 years of experience plan to leave the country for greener pastures. Please help me underline the term greener pastures. Just underline it. We'll come back to it. Now, they said the survey carried out in March 2022 by its Medical Education Committee also found that over 500 medical and dental consultants had left Nigeria for developed countries over the preceding 2 years. The association made this known in a statement signed by its president, Dr. Victor Makanjola, and made available to The Punch yesterday. So that survey reported that only 24,000 doctors are currently registered to practice in Nigeria. 24,000 doctors. On the line, 24,000 doctors. We'll come back to it. Given a ratio of one doctor to over 8,000 Nigerians against the World Health Organization's recommended ratio of one doctor to every 600 people. Somebody say problem.
Mm-hmm.
So I am with my calculator and I am doing the math just to be sure. We currently have a population of over 200 million Nigerians. So that's 200 and how many zeros now? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So divided by 24,000. Wow. Wow. Approximately about 8,333. One doctor to over 8,003. So let's just put it at 8,000. Isn't it alarming that we are in short supply of doctors? Now, you would know that this is not the first time we are raising this concern about doctors leaving Nigeria. We had this conversation last year. I think we had the conversation around the COVID-19 pandemic period in 2020. And this is 2022. We are still having this conversation. Now, one would expect that for a nation that is in short supply of registered doctors, let's take note of that, people who are registered to actually practice, not quack doctors, we should be looking forward to having more doctors, you know, who are desirous of practicing here in Nigeria, as opposed to having them leave the shores of Nigeria in search of what? Greener pastures. And that is why the two questions I'm asking are very simple and straightforward. Walk with me. Which should be of utmost priority to a doctor? Greener pastures or saving human lives? So I had to go through the doctor's oath, right? They call it the Hippocratic Oath. And some generally, it states that a new doctor, you know, you're supposed to solemnly swear and promise that you will, to the best of your ability, serve humanity, caring for the sick, promoting good health, and alleviating pain and suffering. Now, when you decide to leave Nigeria, knowing fully well that we do not have enough doctors to cater to the over how many million people here, and you say you are going in search of greener pastures, what have you placed before your utmost priority? Did you do your research? Did you find out if the place you're going to have enough supply of doctors, as stated in the World Health Organization's recommended ratio of one doctor to every 600 people, or are you putting yourself first? Greener pastures or serving humanity? That's question number one. Question number two. Are young Nigerians still enthusiastic about studying and practicing medicine in Nigeria? Those people that wrote JAM or will write JAM, those days when we grow up, what do you want to be in future? I want to be a doctor. What do you want to be in future? I want to be a nurse. What do you want to be in future? I want to be a surgeon. And now it's the future. Do we still have these young Nigerians excited, you know, looking forward to studying medicine and also practicing in Nigeria? Let's talk. The smart number to call is 070-0923-0923-070-0923-0923. And WhatsApp and Telegram number for your WhatsApp and Telegram messages is 0809-030-6416. Once again, WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809-030-6416. A quick reminder that we are live on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH, and Facebook page is Nigeria Info 90.3 PH. Go there, watch us live, and do not forget to drop your comments in the comment session. So I have a call coming from Nwachukwu. Nwachukwu is calling all the way from Trans Amadi here in Port Harcourt. Good afternoon, Nwachukwu. Welcome to the sunny side.
Yeah. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
I think we have...
Nwachukwu, I can barely hear you. Could you please speak up?
if you check the number of graduates we have, doctors, vis-a-vis the number of registered doctors, I think we have more doctors that are graduates. They may not have registered
to practice,
but they can practice us under someone. So in the recent, the figure we're having are just, is it just those that are registered? Both of those that are graduates and they're not registered, they're working for someone. How do you capture those ones?
Okay.
Because the figure you gave is clear.
Okay, let me address that which you just raised.
Okay.
According to the association, the country produces approximately 12,000 doctors every year to meet the required number of doctors in the country. Anecdotal projections indicate that the 3,000 fresh medical and dental doctors on average produced by our local medical schools in Nigeria and another 1,000 produced by foreign medical schools still fall far short of the number of such healthcare personnel required to meet the country, Nigeria's yearly medical manpower supply needs.
Registered.
No, we're not talking about just registered. You mentioned those that are not practicing yet because they are yet to register. And this report
they are practicing, but they are practicing under someone.
And that's what I'm saying. If that's what you're saying, I think those people you're talking about are captured within this other report of the 12,000 doctors produced per year.
Let's do a simple analysis. If you go to a hospital, let's take one of the hospitals in Port Harcourt. Check how many doctors you have there. So if you check how many doctors you have there, check how many big hospitals, or if not even the big ones, every hospital in Port Harcourt has minimum of three, four doctors. UPTH has more. I mean, I think very much more than what we're talking about.
But PMA also,
So if you check, unless you're thinking about the state. You understand what I'm saying? I understand what you're saying,
but even with doctors, the medical profession has what we call area of specialization. So if we're going to look at... Do you understand? The medical profession has what we call area of specialization. They are public health physicians. They are gynecologists. They are dentists. They are surgeons. They are ophthalmologists. Do you understand? So as much as you think a hospital has a lot of doctors, you may also want to take into consideration the fact that some of these doctors cannot cater to certain cases.
Most of them, like you said, they have area specialization. But most of them have gone through school. Some are surgeons, some are general practitioners, and whatever.
So your argument finally is that. Your argument finally. What's your argument finally? Hello, Wanchuku.
Hello, I can hear you.
Finally, what are you saying, really, that we have more doctors than we
what
think
I'm saying
we do?
Is that we have more than that.
Okay.
Practicing. You said registered. I'm talking of those practicing. We have more than that.
Okay. I don't think Patrick paid attention to the other report I read to him. Let's hear from Mr. Zion in Jerry. Hi, Mr. Zion. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
In the words of Donald Trump, he's honest. These are dishonest citizens of this country. If I should hold them based on that oath they took as medical doctors, there is no reason any doctor should be leaving this country. No reason at all.
Even when the even where
they ask conditions.
Yeah, exactly. Do you remember? I think it was. I remember. The midday dialogue, when we had the conversation about doctors complaining of not having adequate apparatus even protective gear during the pandemic.
But these same particular doctors established their private hospitals.
How many?
And there is no complaint.
How many? how many of them established private hospitals?
These same people were people that are trained by Nigeria.
Okay.
With Nigerian resources. Now, ASUU is on strike because of them. Federal government is having problems because of them. Now they have graduated. For them to stay back and make the system work, they want to run. The question is this: this country they are running to, how come they are not producing doctors in their own country? How come America, London, they are not producing doctors to satisfy their need? They are focusing. There is even now a black market to smuggle Nigerians out of this country. A black market. The truth is this: if they felt the system is not working, why can't one doctor, through the auspices of NMP, we need a good president? Mr. Zion, be our president for this reason: good hospitals in Nigeria. This same doctor took the pain, visit labor unions, trade unions, teachers unions, students unions, speak. In every nation, it's only one man that cares for the change and people follow him.
Mr. Zion,
yes,
can you hear me? Let me pick your brain just a little bit. How many times have doctors gone on strike in the last, in the last 4 years? Can you remember?
At least few times, okay. Or even a lot of times, even a threat strike.
Okay.
But at least they have somebody that intermediated, they suspended their strike.
Okay. And some of these, and some of the issues raised whenever they strike, are they recurrent or not?
They are recurrent.
Okay.
But this is what we are saying. Since all these are recurrent decimals, why can't one of them took the pain? I don't want all these present politicians.
We're talking. Let's call a spade a spade and not a shovel or any other gardening tool. The last time I checked the budget for 2022, I don't think I really paid attention to the budget for 2023. There was a complaint raised about how much is being allotted or allocated to health, to the health sector, as it were. One of these are some of the problems that these people have clamored for over the years. Okay, we're talking provision of tools to work with. Little wonder every time they always try to make comparisons or draw comparisons that we have leaders that are residents in Nigeria and say they lead us in Nigeria, but they rather choose to go outside the country to go and seek medical care. That alone drives home the point that maybe the hospitals are not even well equipped for them to function
optimally. They are not well equipped because of poor government policy. Recently, there is this Gambian parliament videos that is spreading now, how the parliamentarian, the woman, was airing her view. Now Nigerians were sharing it too. How she said, we should not be allocating benefits and wealth to us, so how should consider the people. Can we, for us, all Nigerians, choose to consider Nigeria first?
Okay.
Let us be honest to ourselves.
All right, so bottom line is they shouldn't leave Nigeria, they should stay in
Nigeria.
They
shouldn't leave Nigeria, rather they should come together, form a coalition, vote out all these leaders, vote in fresh leaders that we consider the basic amenities of life. We running and traveling will never be the solution. As they are traveling, will they come back? Will the Nigeria change? Nigeria will wait for them now.
All right, then. Thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. Zion. Two questions on the table this morning. Did I say morning? Forgive me. This afternoon. What should be of utmost priority to a doctor, especially a Nigerian doctor? Greener pastures or staying put, like Mr. Zion says, to save human lives? Seeing that we're in short supply of doctors, as it were. And parents, you can help us answer this question. Your teenagers that are looking to get into the university, are they still excited? Did we still feel the enthusiasm about studying and practicing medicine in Nigeria? Okay, so you either study medicine in Nigeria, you study medicine outside Nigeria, but the bottom line is, do you still feel as excited as you would have been years back to want to practice medicine in Nigeria? 070-0923-0923-070-0923-0923. WhatsApp and Telegram number once again is 0809-030-6416. Emmanuel is calling from Uzoba. Emmanuel, good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Go ahead.
Yeah, concerning the topic under discussion.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the people, the Nigerians themselves, they are the first of the problem. You may ask me why. There are no incentives for the students to even read at maybe a loan or something. That means, in some schools, you pay as high as $800,000 for you to get admission to read medicine. And then after sending all that, then you come in and the government will begin to toil the people up and down and all that. They will owe them and all, they will not pay and all that. So at the end of the day, you see that there's nobody that their parents sold their property to them and what they want them to receive. And there's no way, there's no other way they can do that than to they have opportunity to travel. So the bottom line is that they deserve it. The Nigerians deserve what they get. The election is coming up now. You see them campaigning for Tinubu and campaigning for Atiku. At the end of the day, the same thing will continue. The same thing that is happening will continue. Instead of voting people, that will solve the problem.
Let's not make this about any political candidates now. I think the world should be voting in the right candidate. We don't know who is the right candidate.
Because these are the people that have brought us to where we are. And they're still clamoring. What else are they bringing to the table other than what has been given to them? So the people deserve what they want, what they get. If I'm a doctor, I will not say, after graduating, I will not spend 1 month in this country.
All right. Thank you so much, Emmanuel. WhatsApp messages. This one says, good day, DDN. Who is N? For me, the priority for doctors should be to save life. It's an oath they willingly took on the induction to Medical Association. But DD, it's actually DDW if you want to abbreviate. While they are saving lives, their own lives also need to be saved through payment of their salaries and all their entitlements. It should be a case of fall for me. I fall for you between them and the government. Doctors should be treated well. Funny enough, our politicians would travel abroad for medical treatment only for the same Nigerian doctors to attend to them over there. Funny. Timothy Yaba from Abloma Road. Good afternoon, Denise. The earth says the best of my ability, meaning there's a limit to what they can take. Especially in a country where the government does almost everything to frustrate the noble effort of our citizens. That said, if I remember correctly, when the issue of doctors living in the country arose some time ago, the current Minister of Labour and Employment once said, we have more than enough doctors in the country. I laugh from Wes. Wes, is this a comedy show? Good afternoon. To me, the doctors are right because they work more and are being paid less with less or no equipment. Our politicians go outside the country to take care of their health while we have a good and qualified doctors here in Nigeria. 070-0923-0923-070-0923-0923. WhatsApp and Telegram number 0809-030-6416. If you're just joining us, it is the Sunny Side on your number one station for talk, 90.3 Nigeria Info. We're talking medical consultants leaving Nigeria in search of what we call greener pastures. And my questions are, which should be of utmost priority to a doctor, greener pastures or saving human lives? And are young Nigerians still enthusiastic about studying and practicing medicine in Nigeria? A Facebook message is, this one is from Ojone Justice Ogu, and he says everything in Nigeria has been politicized. There's no country all over the world that people don't seek for greener pastures. Go to Abuja, Lagos, Kano, and see hospitals that are owned by foreigners, and also many hospitals owned by Nigerians have foreigners as workers. Interesting. So I'll just go over what the report says, and then we're going to commercial break. When we come back, I doubt we'll have enough time to get back to this conversation, but notwithstanding, you can continue to drop your messages on Twitter and on Facebook. So this is it, yeah? The Medical and Dental Consultants Association of Nigeria have shown that 9 out of every 10 medical and dental consultants with less than 5 years of experience plan to leave the country for greener pastures. The survey carried out in March 2022 by its Medical Education Committee also found that over 500 medical and dental consultants had left Nigeria for developed countries over the preceding 2 years. The association made this known in a statement signed by its president, Dr. Victor Makajola, and made available to the Punch newspapers at yesterday. Disturbed by the impacts of this ugly trend in our country's health sector growth and development, the Medical and Dental Consultants Association of Nigeria has conducted a survey among its chapters in March 2022 and found that over 500 medical and dental consultants had left Nigeria for more developed countries over the preceding 2 years. Now, this is where the conversation sets in. They also reported that only 24,000 doctors are currently registered to practice in Nigeria, given a ratio of one doctor to over 8,000 Nigerians against the World Health Organization's recommended ratio of one doctor to every 600 people. We go on that commercial break, and when we come back, we round off. To stay tuned to us, we are Nigeria Info.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On the Sunny Side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the Sunny Side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. And let's talk.
Welcome back to the show. This is Nigeria Info.
So I just go through the final message I have. Let's see. Nigerian doctors leaving the country to the UK are going there to replace the doctors that are also leaving the UK for Australia because of better working conditions of medical practitioners in Australia. The moment is not only Nigeria. Nigerian doctors are going to UK because there's a dearth of doctors in that country too. DJ from Port Harcourt. Okay, sorry. Unfortunately, this is all we have time for this conversation on the Sunny Side. Remember, the conversation continues on social media, Twitter @NigerianFOPH.